there seems to be a pretty clear consensus that regardless of whether or not Leader McConnell is going to be comes back to the Senate, there's going to be significant pressure from a Republican-led Senate to push back against those greenhouse gas regulations. And I think there are a number of angles people are looking at in terms of how to do that. So there's obviously the potential for standalone legislation, which Senator McConnell obviously has championed for this session. And I think there's still going to be significant pressure to get a vote on those. And if Republicans take control of the Senate, and especially if Leader McConnell becomes Majority Leader McConnell, there's going to be votes, and Senator McConnell has said as much publicly. I think there's going to be significant pressure to use the appropriations process to push back against those rules, and that certainly echoes some of what my reporting has shown. And so we can expect the use of the appropriations process to try to block those rules outright, and also potentially to just sort of cut funding to the agency so they couldn't implement those rules. And the threat through the appropriations process is seen as particularly strong because the thought is that President Obama is going to be less likely to veto outright appropriations legislation.
I guess what I've been struggling with for a while is if the EPA, I mean, in the case of greenhouse gas legislation, for example, the EPA is addressing this because they have to after the endangerment finding. What happens when they don't have the tools to? I mean, is it just a question of the legislation being watered down to the point where it's not really effective, or would they maybe be able to just not go through with it at all and fulfill that mandate?
I think that is sort of the $64,000 question right now, and there's some question about, you know, what Congress could do, as you point out correctly, due to that finding. One of the things that I heard sort of that I hadn't heard before in reporting this out was some talk of trying to do some more modest measures that could sort of cut away at the regulation without necessarily stopping it entirely, which, you know, as you just said, there's some questions about whether or not or how that could be done effectively. But so delaying the implementation dates or delaying aspects of the regulation that would sort of weaken it without necessarily outright stopping it, which I think, as you indicated, there's some question about whether you could do away with it completely sort of now that the Supreme Court has weighed in and due to the endangerment finding.
Also on the air front, we've also got the updated ozone standard, which is expected soon. I think somebody you quoted in your story said they didn't think Obama would back down on that. He's already backed down on that once, right?
I can't remember if there was anybody who said that they thought he wouldn't back down on the ozone standard specifically. There's certainly you're right. He has backed away from that once before. I think part of the broader picture here is that people think that that President Obama is going to have to, you know, sort of pick and choose his battles here. And so if he's less likely to compromise on those greenhouse gas standards, which he's made the focal point of his climate change policy. And so there may be other regulations, the waters of the U.S. regulation, the ozone standard, where maybe he is willing to compromise a little bit. He hasn't signaled yet and probably won't signal what he's willing to compromise on. But certainly there's been a lot of interest in Congress already at pushing back on the ozone standard. Especially there have been bills in the House and Senate now that would basically effectively prohibit EPA from going ahead with it. So it sort of remains to be seen, but you're right. He has compromised or backed down on it once before, and I think it remains to be seen what happens again. All of this, of course, is a bit premature because the agency hasn't even yet signaled what it's going to do, and I think they're under a December 1st deadline to signal that. So I think we'll have a clearer picture towards the end of the year about what may be done on the ozone front.
Of course, that hasn't stopped, I think, the National Manufacturers Association in particular from attacking the potential regulations, which have not yet been released.
That's right. Yeah, there have been numerous industry studies already warning of sort of doom and gloom predictions. And I think it's sort of hard to predict what the implications of the standard may be before we know whether the agency is going to go ahead and revise it.
Right now, it hasn't exactly been, even with the Senate, you know, controlled by Democrats, it hasn't exactly been a friendly environment for President Obama and his policies. I mean, granted, the EPA has kind of been able to, you know, to act on a lot of these things by themselves. But are we looking at something drastically different if the Senate does flip?
You know, that's a great question, and it's one of the things that's puzzled me most about the midterm narrative that sort of emerged. I sort of personally question what impact it's going to have. I think the reality is you still need 60 votes to get most everything done in the Senate. We may see major implications in terms of nominations. I think, you know, the process there has been slow, and it could get even slower. But the reality is you need 60 votes. And so if Republicans take control with 51, it remains to be seen sort of what implications that actually has. And I think that's why the appropriations process becomes a lot more of an interesting way to sort of push back on a lot of these regulations. You can probably see a scenario where the Senate and House are able to get through an appropriations package that includes some language here that certainly President Obama would put President Obama in a tight position. And I think it's still going to be pretty difficult to get any standalone legislation done that would push back on these regulations themselves, just because it is going to be hard to see a path to 51. You know, on areas like Keystone, you might see compromise, and I think you could see that get through. But there are a lot of factors still up in the air, and I personally question how much a 51 seat Republican majority in the Senate would change the day to day on the ground implications for standalone legislation specifically.
But I guess we are talking about if Republicans do take control of the Senate, we're talking about a new leadership team that policy-wise seems to be very interested in the environment. This isn't just an issue that they feel dispassionately about, it seems.
Yeah, that's true. And you're certainly right that a Republican-led Senate would get to dictate the calendar, would get to dictate the agenda. And so you could see a lot more attention and certainly more votes on these issues specifically, because Leader Reid has been reluctant and unwilling to schedule a lot of these votes.
And who are some of these players besides Senator McConnell?
Well, Senator McConnell clearly is the leader. Senator Hoeven of North Dakota has signaled already that he wants to use the appropriations process to push back on that Clean Water Act rulemaking that I think we talked about before. You see, Senator Thune has been an active player on ozone of South Dakota, and he's a member of the leadership team. Senator Blunt of Missouri he's also quoted in the piece, and he's also been critical of a lot of these EPA regulations, and he cited the power plant rules and the Waters of the U.S. regulation as two in particular that he liked to target if Republicans come into the leadership role. And there are a bunch of others, too. Senator Vitter and Senator Inhofe are both players on the Environment Committee, and Senator Inhofe is signaled that he would likely take control of the committee if Republicans take back the chamber, and they get to dictate sort of what they hold hearings on. But, you know, so anyway, I think that's a pretty good snapshot anyway.
Great. And Anthony, is there anything else you wanted to make sure to speak about?
I think you've covered it. I think, I guess what I'd underscore is that, you know, the races clearly remain fluid, and I think it's unclear what's going to happen, but certainly a Republican-led Senate would add additional scrutiny to these regulations, and we would certainly, I think, see a lot more votes on environmental policy if Republicans take back the Senate.
Bloomberg BNA environment reporter Anthony Adragna, thanks a lot.
Sure, thank you very much.